It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This weekend, the annual Observatory Hill House Tour takes place. Essential Pittsburgh associate producer Heather McLean took the tour last year and brings us this feature.
Observatory Hill is a wooded residential neighborhood overlooking the city. Located just past Pittsburgh's North Shore on the eastern rim of Riverview Park, the area is named for its most prominent landmark, the Allegheny Observatory, a part of the University of Pittsburgh. The neighborhood boasts a collection of homes in a range of architectural styles. Each year, members of the community open their homes to people interested in architectural preservation and renovation for a historic home tour. Jane Sestrick has lived in the community for more than 30 years. Serving as our guide for the house tour, she gave us insight into the history of Observatory Hill and many of the homes that have been preserved with the original late 19th to early 20th century architecture.
That's one of the significant things about this area is that a lot of people like it because they enjoy the original architecture and it hasn't been changed all that much. Relatively speaking, they've tried to restore rather than remodel their homes, which is great because it's kind of a tribute to the people that designed the house. It's a tribute to the people that lived there, and they kind of try to bring it back to the way it should be, which is really interesting.
Patience proved to be a virtue for Paul and Joyce Aloy, who knew they wanted to live on Observatory Hill.
We were looking in this neighborhood all the time because both streets are dead end. And we went on vacation, and we kept driving up here looking around. I said, why can't that house be for sale? That's the one I want. And when we got back from vacation, my girlfriend, who lives right down the street, called me, and she said, you are never going to believe this. The house you love, they just put a sign out today. We dropped our suitcases, picked up our checkbook, and came over, walked in, said, we'll take it. And when I saw the apple tree in the backyard, my dad was a gardener, and he grafted many kinds of apples onto one tree. That was his kind of pet project. When I saw the apple tree, I said, Daddy whispered in God's ear, this is our house.
Once they were settled into their 1920s-era home with original slate roof and stained glass, the Aloys set out to make it their own, correcting mistakes made by the previous owners.
In the living room, they had a 50-inch television facing away from the fireplace with two big chairs. They also had all of the windows in the plant room covered with plastic curtains, and they had turned that place into a bar. Well, when we saw the light, we took everything down. Upstairs, they had real heavy drapes on all the windows. We took all that down. We said, let the light in. Let the light in. And so that was our joy to put it, make it our own. And we've had many parties here. We can have 75 or 80 people here, and it looks like it would be crowded, but it isn't, because it's all so open. You people go in, out, around. It works beautifully.
Touring the homes on the Observatory Hill House Tour is like stepping back in time. This is especially true of the 1928 red brick craftsman home owned by Bonnie Qualick and Jeff Wagner.
That's a chamber stove. That one's probably from 1945. It's a style B.
Our tour guide, Jane Sestrick, comments that Bonnie and Jeff's kitchen reminds her of an exhibit at the Heinz History Center.
I remember when I was over there thinking how cool it was that they had that older refrigerator and some of the old cabinetry, and they actually had this done, right?
Oh, yeah, I designed the cabinets and had them rebuilt. And, you know, people come in and they say, oh, you're going to keep these, aren't you? And it's like, yeah, now. Yeah, I kind of, our carpenter built them, and then I put like 5 coats of paint on them. And
they look so original.
They look real original, yeah. That's
really,
what I wanted.
I think it's so cool that you kept everything in that era that the house was built in.
Jeff and Bonnie have restored the original woodwork of their home and tried to keep the decor styles between 1928 and 1945 because, as Bonnie says, things start getting funky after 1950. She says this of the building's previous remodeling.
They had done a remodel, you know, drop ceiling and all that kind of stuff, and we just literally had to gut everything, put up a new ceiling. And so we wanted to bring it back to somewhat of its original grandeur.
So, my name's Paul Homick. I want to welcome you to our home. Thank you so much.
The time travel to another era continued with a stop at the home of Paul Homick and Ed Lewis, who gave us a tour of their unique home.
This is a 1925 Sears Craftsman style house. Come on in. And it was basically a kit house that was somebody sent away for, and it came in the mail. It was in the Sears catalog. It's called the Pittsburgh House, and the architectural drawing of the house matches exactly the layout of this particular house. It's a three-bedroom home. Two bedrooms are being used as bedrooms. One is being used as an office, the very small one, and then the bathroom, which is quite large for a 1925 house. We have in the bathroom, the original floor, the original subway tile, the original toilet, sink, and tub. Again, quite
restoration
large.
And renovation can be an ongoing process, and Pittsburgh is an ideal place to get support for do-it-yourself refinements. The idyllic homes on Observatory Hill have been a labor of love for many of the owners. For those in the working stages, we'll explore the challenges and what Pittsburgh has to offer later this month.
There's so many people who are buying abandoned homes or fixer-upper homes. Chances are you've got a number of friends who have either completed a restoration or are in the process of it themselves. So it's very easy to find folks who have done similar things that you're doing.
For Essential Pittsburgh, I'm Heather McLean.
The 2013 Observatory Hill Home Tour happens this weekend. For details on how to register, visit our website, wesa.fm. Coming up, an area man embarks on a journey of 1,000 miles. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.